We look for the very stable programs. So we don't go for the temporary ones or the bridge contracts. All of the programs that we have that we align ourselves with, we want to make sure that if we place someone, they have a good, stable home. And we want to take that worry away from them so that they can focus on the mission at hand instead of worrying about where am I going to go next.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Hello, this is Kathleen, and here with my podcasting partner, Rachel, and Ashley in the booth. Rachel, are you ready to get excited today?
Today, I'm always excited, but I am super excited today that we have the one, the only, John McClain with us.
Yes, today's guest is John McClain. Not that John McClain, but we are going to talk about it. John McClain, the Director of Program Management Office with TechMasters. Welcome, John.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for having me. And it really is a pleasure to be on today.
Well, awesome. Well, any good story always starts at the beginning. So we would love to hear the beginning. Well, not the very beginning, John, because that's just a, you know, but we want to hear about the beginning of your career, especially how did you end up at TechMasters?
Oh, so you want to hear about my origin story.
Origin story, yes.
So I've always been a PM. I worked at Dell, Perot Systems, back in the day when Perot Systems was actually Perot Systems. I've known about TechMasters for quite a few years now, since they've been in the business for about 15 plus. They've just earned a reputation of just integrity. And I've been with a few other companies within the IC. And when I had the chance to jump on board, I jumped for it. And it was just history ever since.
You did mention the IC. Is it only the IC that TechMasters is focused on? Or can you tell us a little bit more about the company and what your areas of expertise are?
So it is. We're a government contractor. And like I said, we've been around for about 15 plus years. We focus mainly with all directorates for the Virginia customer. Basically, all the branches, we have a presence throughout the government.
And I love that you said you'd like to take a leap into TechMasters, because, you know, I've heard another famous John McClain once say he's never, ever going to think about going to a tall building ever again. Promised you.
Fantastic Christmas movie, here. By the way.
Oh, that is, wait for the outtakes on that one, folks. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We all agree. Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 2 are the two best Christmas movies that are out there, right?
Hands down.
Yes, okay. Yep. Back to you in the studio, Rachel. And if you don't agree, just don't say it out loud. So getting back to what we're really here to talk about, we'd love to talk just a little bit more about the different positions, especially those cleared positions that you're currently hiring for. So what in the heck are you hiring for?
So basically anything in the cleared space. That's one of the great things about TechMasters is that we have so many programs, like I said, across all branches, all directorates, that we're anything that's in the cleared space, especially polygraphing up. So CI Poly, full scope, that's mainly our bread and butter. But we do have anything from, let's say, TSSCI through the full scope. But mainly a lot of the positions that we see, especially for our programs, is we're looking for a lot of DevOps, sysadmins, basically anything, let's say, on the network side, anyone who's a network engineer, network architect, all the way from racking and stacking from CCNA, all the way to architects. those are the ones that we see a lot and that we're hiring for a lot, not because it's tough positions, but there's always more programs coming up and there's always that need.
Well, yippee-ki-yay. And a follow-up question to that, because I know folks are going to want to know the million-dollar question, where in the heck are they located?
Oh, so they're actually spread out, but the main part is in the Northern Virginia area and then also in Maryland. So we have a very strong presence in Northern Virginia, which is McLean, Chantilly, Springfield, just to name a few locations. And then there's quite a few locations that we have in Maryland as well.
So something that everyone wants to talk a little bit more about is culture, right? That's an important part when anybody's considering where they want to land. It's the pay's great. All of those things are important, but they really want to understand what they're jumping into. So tell us a little bit about the culture and what is one of the main reasons, I don't know, you were hired?
This is what I'm passionate about. Is the culture at TechMasters I have rarely seen. So everyone who works in the IC knows that a lot of the programs are put butts in seats. And for TechMasters, they're really working on reworking the culture of the entire IC, not just, you know, from our company's standpoint, but how we operate kind of leads the way for other contractors in the IC. And I'll tell you why. We focus on the nature and the quality of the work, and we have basically rock stars. We get the cream of the crop. So we won't just put butts in seats on this program or that program. We will specifically look for the best spot for the right candidate. And we take our time in doing so. And we're very transparent. We like to let them know, let the candidates know location, what the compensation is, what the nature and scope of work is. We have them actually speak with our TechMasters team leads and with the teams on site even before they actually have their interviews, so that they really get a sense and feel of exactly what they're walking into, you know, so that they can make the best decision for them and for their families. And which kind of incorporates the other side of it is we like to think of ourselves as a big family. We take care of our own, and we like all of our employees to feel engaged and supported. And that is one of the things that we feel and we've seen is that when employees feel supported and they feel engaged, then the nature and quality of the work just excels.
What a beautiful concept. You just get it. It's not about just putting somebody in a seat, right, a butt in a seat. It's finding the right person who's going to thrive in that ability. So yes. Love it. And not only that, not only do you share a famous name, but I heard you're pretty famous around those parts. Is it true, or is it completely rumor that every new hire gets to meet you? You looked a little worried about where I was going with that question.
I was worried there for a minute. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That's part of the personal touch that I like to do, that my CEO Ramsey likes to do, is we like to, if we can't meet them in person, we love to have what we call a virtual lunch or a virtual dinner, where we'll just get to know them. They'll get to know us. We'll talk a lot about company culture. We'll talk a lot about who we are as people. And what we're looking for, you know, that position or for the program, for future, work like BD. So we'll cover a multitude of topics, but the main thing is that I want all of the employees to know me, and Ramsey wants all the employees to know him. So both of us have been at big companies before, and we were just numbers. And Ramsey really, he's breaking the mold our employees will approach us. They'll approach us with how to streamline any of the processes, how to make our company better. And then also they'll approach us with new programs or new in-house proprietary software tools or whatever. And that's fantastic. So they get a piece of the pie. We also get something out of it. And it, like I said, that usually doesn't happen in big corporate atmospheres.
I found it very interesting in the pre-call, you mentioned something about TechMaster focuses on fully funded, stable programs versus nuts and seeds programs because they don't last.
Right.
Great concept. You want to explain that a little bit more for our audience so they understand the importance of that in their job search?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for bringing that up because that's one of the things that makes us so strong as a company is the nature of the programs that we go after. So we are picky about the nature of the programs, and that's to protect our employees. So the nature of the programs are they'll go for 3, 5, 8, 10 years, whatever the case may be. And we look for the very stable programs. So we don't go for the temporary ones or the bridge contracts. All of the programs that we have that we align ourselves with, we want to make sure that if we place someone, they have a good, stable home. And we want to take that worry away from them so that they can focus on the mission at hand instead of worrying about, oh, well, it seems like the contract's going to run up in 3, 6 months, something somewhere around there. Where am I going to go next? We want them to know that they have a stable home, and then that allows them to focus on the mission.
I want to talk about something that I found super interesting. And maybe it's something a little bit different than I've ever heard before. I know oftentimes when a door closes, people just kind of leave it closed. But your company does something a little bit different. And you call those former employees alumni, which is wonderful. And you really cultivate them and even invite them back to events and maybe still have some of those virtual lunches and dinners with them. So tell us a little bit more. This is kind of a really, really cool topic to explore a little bit more about. What's the strategy behind that? And is it just because you miss them?
Oh, well, so actually we do. We miss our employees when they go to a different contract. And like I said, to kick everything off, is we're big on transparency. And if there is a better contract or a better program out there, or a better position, then we want what's best for the employees because I have two daughters myself. So, you know, I know how it is where it's, you know, you have to play for one team only, which is your family. And so we recognize that where we want our employees taken care of, whether they're our employees or if they're alum. And what we've seen is quite a few employees will return. And we realize that since it is such a small community that we'll see each other. I'm always at different facilities. Last week I was over at the DD locations and, I was walking the halls and I saw a lot of, ex coworkers. And I was with my team and every 5 minutes I'd hear, "Hey, John, hey, John, hey, John." And me, I personally love it because I have friends wherever I go, and it's just good. It's just good business. It boils down to good business and being a decent human being, you know. And that's what I love about our core team is that we all refer to every single one of our ex-employees as alumni. And we love sending them gifts, and we have quite a few that will just give me a call, Ramsey a call, send us an email. They'll be on the phone with Jason. We'll hear a nice heartwarming story about them receiving a board game. And they had a fantastic, family game night. And, you know, they'd sent a nice heartwarming email to us. know, it's things like that, or just getting to see everybody at company picnics, you know, that if they've left and, you know, that culture, that's part of the culture we have created and that we're looking to continue to create and maintain is just that family atmosphere.
Well, I think it's also an important reminder for those that are moving back and forth between careers and different opportunities. Don't burn a bridge. Yeah. Like, it's never a good idea to drop mic, you know, and walk out because you just don't know, you know, all of that important piece. Yeah. So great.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a diehard quote for that one, but hey, you know, I tried. So being in the IC, we've had a very interesting period for the last few years of responding to the pandemic. And I really think it's interesting. What I've been loving about all of our conversations is that a lot of people said, if you're in the IC, you can't be hybrid, you can't be remote, you can't do this, you can't do that. But we have had time and time and time again great conversations with our customers about how they really responded, how they looked at the individual situation, and they created something that was supportive for the job seeker, the career professional, and something that still supported the mission. So you've had some success with SCIF-focused hybrid remote. And if you couldn't do that, you worked on schedule flexibility. Can you talk a little bit more about those conversations?
If we can do it on our programs, then we'll definitely be the advocate. And it boils down to the relationships that we have on program. So we can have talks with the employees and then with the line managers or the directors on program and just work something out, because everyone's human. Everyone has families, or, you know, there's certain times where the commute is just hellacious, especially for this area. You know, so if we can, then we definitely will be each employee's advocate. Now, for us, since, you know, it is the IC, then employees definitely do have to work in the SCIF a majority of the time. So, like I said, depending on the program, we have had some success, you know, getting those hybrid positions. And it all depends on the actual nature and scope of the work as well. We really do like to be the advocate. And like I said, it just boils down to the program, the nature of the relationships that we have, and most importantly, the position.
So we've talked about a lot of pretty awesome things. We've talked a little bit about movies. We've talked a lot about culture. We've talked about the innovative way that you think of your alumni. But something that I think really tops the list of awesomeness is that a quarter of your employees are veterans. So thank you for that. And thank you for all of those veterans out there as well. But you really leverage those veterans to network for the company and help do a lot of the recruiting. Tell us more. We want to know more.
Well, so our veterans, I wish we could say it was our idea. It wasn't. Almost all of our ideas come from the employees themselves. So a lot of the vets, they have those connections. They know a lot of the key players. They know a lot of the key programs, and they'll bring it to us. So we just basically play matchmaker. And part of our success is when the employees started initially doing that, we like to reward them or make it beneficial for them. So we have a profit sharing program. If they bring in a program into TechMasters, once we're on program, then they'll get a part of the profit, the yearly profit. And we've seen that as just a really good reward, so that not only do they have skin in the game, but then they're also compensated for their hard work, for their networking skills. And it's worked. We have quite a few case studies right now And once people hear about it, you know, they really started latching on, and some programs will get on. Other programs, just due to the nature of it, will pass. But for the most part, it's worked. It really has. And the vets, their nature is fantastic, their work style. They are very mission focused. They are very respectful. I just do not have enough great things to say about our employees who are veterans, except for thank you so much.
Awesome. So it's interesting. We have a lot of conversations about interviewing. And one thing that always happens is that people get a little nervous in an interview, or they feel a lot of pressure to sort of maybe fudge what kind of technologies that they know. And we all know it's very important to be honest and transparent. It's something that you've mentioned a few times in our conversation. So tell us why it's not a good strategy for a job seeker to sort of push the envelope as to how many technologies they really know.
Oh, we'll see right through it. And we always do. And that's why we will prep each candidate or job seeker beforehand. And we'll get to know their strengths, their weaknesses. And 9 times out of 10, when they're upfront, they're honest. And they say, well, I don't have that, but I do have 10, 15, 20 years experience with this, 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 and this. Then they'll look to a team member and say, well, sounds great. They look amazing, other than the fact that they don't have this technology, you know, in their repertoire. So we'll have you train under Josh or Jenny, and it'll be a little bit of a learning curve, you know. So that's one of the main things that we do, is, you know, just point out that being open and honest in those interviews not only helps out the team, but helps them in their first week, their first day, so that they don't feel like a fish out of water, because nobody wants that.
Absolutely not. They want to hear things like, welcome to the party, pal. You found one. Oh, darn.
Nice. I like it.
That was a little party over there. So speaking of party, I'm sure a lot of our listeners today might want to get a hold of you and your team, John. So how in the heck can they get a hold of you?
They can go to our website. We have the main email address. Anyone can always shoot me an email, leave me a voicemail. Yeah, and we have all the information right there on the Techmasters website.
Well, John, thanks so much for being here with us today. And I know you need a lot of great talent out there. Some might even say we're going to need some more FBI guys, I guess. You know, that's why I love you, girlfriend. That is why I love you. I told you, challenge accepted.
John, thank you so much.
Rachel, Kathleen, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Today was wonderful. And if you ever want to have me back, please feel free.
And thanks for putting up with our hijinks about Die Hard.
We are going to call you an alum here.
So, John McClain. Yes, that John McClain had some really great insights on attracting cleared talent. I really love the concept of all of their ex-employees are actually alum, and they continue to cultivate them as brand ambassadors of the company, or making sure that they're taken care of as well so that they always want to come back. And John mentioning him going to facilities like DD and being able to say, hey, there's John. Hi, John. And I just think that's fabulous. What did you learn today, Rachel?
I absolutely love that. I love the attention and focus put on those that are leaving, because you never know when doors open back up. But I also really appreciated the time, investment, and just, gosh darn it, dare I say, passion around really building that culture, making sure it's one of just transparency. I love the use of transparency in everything from taking care of job seekers and candidates, how they interview, understanding the job, helping coach them through what they, you know, their resume and how that can fit into the company and the culture. I know, John, was pretty amazing, but so are you. And we truly thank you for just listening with us today, watching if that's your thing. We cannot wait to do it again and cannot wait for you to be with us. So as always, make sure you go out there and follow our show so you don't miss one single episode. So we will see you on the flip side. Adios, amigos.
Yippee-ki-yay.